We are going to be reading a story called I See Animals Hiding. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? I See Animals Hiding by Jim Arnosky. I see animals hiding. I see a porcupine high in a tree. Wild animals are shy and always hiding. It is natural for them to be this way. There are many dangers in the wild. Even when they are caught unaware out in the open, wild animals try to hide. They stay behind whatever is available, a thin tree trunk or even a single blade of grass. Most of the time, they go unnoticed. The colors of wild animals match the colors of the places where the animals live. Because of this protective coloration, called camouflage, wild animals can hide by simply staying still and blending in. Woodcocks and other birds, which spend much of their time on the woodland floor, have patterns and colors like those of dry leaves. I see animals hiding. I see two woodcocks on the leafy ground. Of all wild animals, deer are the wariest. Even though their colors are camouflaged, they feel safe only where there are good hiding places nearby. In a summer meadow of tall grasses and small shrubby trees, deer can hide quickly by just lying down. In autumn, deer shed their red-brown summer coats and replace them with warmer, grayer winter coats that better match the gray and brown trunks of leafless trees. I see animals hiding. I see a whole herd of deer on a winter hill. Look at the top of the page. There are 20 deer on the snowy hill. Can you find them all? Snowshoe hares change from summer brown to winter white. The only way to spot a snowshoe hare in a snowy scene is to look for its shiny black eyes. Squint your eyes and you will see just how invisible a snowshoe hare on snow can be. Here are three more animals that are as white as snow. The Arctic fox and long-tailed weasel change from winter white to summer brown. The snowy owl stays white year-round. The colors and patterns of screech owls blend perfectly with tree bark. These small owls can sleep all day out in the open and not be discovered. Besides an owl, there is one other bark imitator on this tree. Can you tell what it is? Look at the picture. Besides an owl, there's one other bark imitator on this tree. Can you tell what it is? I see animals hiding. I see an owl and a moth on a limb. Trout are camouflaged by color and shape to blend with the smooth mossy stones in a stream. Looking down in a brook, I see a speckled trout swimming amid speckled stones. I see animals hiding. I see a garter snake slithering through the grass. Up close, a snake in the grass may be easy to see. But as long as the snake keeps a safe distance from its enemies, it can sneak by, looking like just another broken branch on the ground. Stand back a few steps from this page, and using only your eyes, try to follow the line of the snake from its head to its tail. Can you tell what is snake and what is stick? A bittern is a wading bird whose brown streaks and long stick-like legs naturally blend in with the cattails and reeds that grow along shorelines. When a bittern really needs to be invisible, It points its bill upward and sways its long neck like a cattail swaying gently in the breeze. And last but not least, animals hide by staying inside. And that's the end of the story.